AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Ever get that feeling like somebody's watching you? You know that like someone's looking over your shoulder? Well, if you've got a smartphone, you're probably right.
Yeah, it's true. Your smartphone, it's like this digital double of you. It's constantly keeping track of every single thing you do, every late night online shopping spree.
So you're saying my phone isn't just a tool. It's like this whole gold mine of information about me. I mean, where do we even start with all of this?
Let's start with location tracking, you know, like geofencing. And it's not just those ads that pop up when you walk by a store.
Yeah, those ads are creepy enough.
It can be used to track, like, employee movements, monitor traffic patterns, even predict crime hotspots.
Wait a minute. So my phone can tell when I'm near a place, even if I haven't opened an app. That's kind of freaky. What else can it keep track of?
Think about those pictures you take. Most people don't realize that there's this thing called metadata embedded in those photos. And it can actually tell you exactly where and when you took the picture.
Oh, wow. I thought deleting a photo got rid of all that.
Even if you disable location services, that data can still be in your images.
That's pretty sneaky. So what about like those late night conversations we have? Could our phones be listening in even when we're not using them?
That's where microphone access gets a little tricky. You know, voice assistants, they're always listening for their wake words. So they're constantly processing audio to some extent. It's like having a tiny, always-on microphone right there in your pocket. And even if you don't use voice assistants, there's still a chance that apps can access your microphone without you knowing.
Okay, this is really starting to freak me out. So my phone can see where I am, it can look at my pictures, and it can even listen to my conversations. This is feeling less like a convenience and a lot more like a surveillance device.
Well, think about this. Even something as harmless as browsing the web can reveal a lot about you. Your phone is tracking every website you go to, every link you click, even how long you stay on a page.
Hold on. You're telling me that my phone can tell what kind of person I am just from looking at my browsing history? That is both amazing and terrifying. It's like those targeted ads, those are just the beginning. There's way more going on behind the scenes.
Exactly. And remember those random permissions you give to apps, like to see your contacts, your calendar, even your photos, all that data. That's super valuable for companies who want to build detailed profiles of their users.
So even if I'm not like posting on social media, my phone is still collecting all this information about me. Who's actually getting this data? Is it just big tech companies like Google and Facebook?
It's not just the big tech companies.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of data brokers?
Data brokers.
Yeah. These companies, they just buy and sell consumer data. They collect information from all sorts of places like public records, your online activity, even those app permissions you give.
So even if I'm really careful about what I share online, my data could still be sold by these data brokers? This is getting really unsettling. It's like Big Brother's watching us.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just one person. It's this whole network of companies and organizations keeping track of everything we do.
And don't forget about governments. They have a big interest in collecting data from our smartphones. You know, think about programs like Prism. It was actually collecting data from major tech companies.
That's crazy. So they're spying on us to keep us safe.
Right. They say it's for national security, but it raises some serious concerns about our privacy.
This is a lot to think about. It feels like we're trapped in this web of digital surveillance, and we don't even know how much information we're giving away.
That's why it's so important to understand how it all works.
Yeah.
Once you know what's happening behind the scenes, you can start taking steps to protect yourself.
Okay. So knowing is half the battle. But what comes next? How do we actually fight back against this?
One simple thing you can do is be careful about the Wi-Fi you use.
Oh.
You know that free Wi-Fi at the coffee shop?
Yeah.
That can be a hacker's paradise.
Yeah.
It's better to use secure networks or even just your mobile data.
So public Wi-Fi, not worth the risk. Okay, so we're talking about being careful, adjusting our settings, watching out for Wi-Fi. Is there anything else we can do to stay safe day to day?
Well, definitely. Yeah. Think about those links you get in emails or texts.
Yeah.
Phishing scams.
Yeah.
You know, they're getting so good these days.
They really are.
Don't click on anything that looks suspicious and always double check who it's from before you open it.
Okay, so be wary of phishing scams.
Yeah.
Got it. But this all feels very like every man for himself. Is anybody doing anything bigger to deal with these privacy problems?
Yeah, right. It shouldn't just be up to us to protect ourselves. There are some good things happening, though. Have you heard of GDPR?
GDPR?
It's the European Union's General Data Protection Regulation. It sets a higher standard for data protection and gives people more control over their information.
So there are some rules in place to protect us. That's good to hear. What about here in the U.S.? Are there any laws like that being talked about?
There's definitely a growing movement here in the U.S. for stronger data privacy laws. Some states have already passed laws. And there are discussions at the federal level about a nationwide data privacy framework.
It sounds like things are moving in the right direction, but kind of slowly. What can we do in the meantime to push for more privacy protections?
Supporting organizations that fight for digital rights and privacy is a great way to make your voice heard. You can also contact your elected officials and let them know that data privacy is important to you.
Okay, so we can put our money where our mouth is, support advocacy groups, and get in touch with our representatives. It's about being proactive. But honestly, it feels like we're always going to be playing catch-up with these tech giants and their algorithms. Are we fighting a losing battle?
It can feel like that sometimes. But I don't think it's hopeless. Remember, we, the users, we have a lot of power.
Oh, yeah.
We can choose what we use, and we can demand more transparency from the companies we do business with.
So it's about using our power as consumers to change things? That's kind of cool. But how do we convince people to care about data privacy when it seems so abstract?
That's the big challenge.
Yeah.
We have to make data privacy relatable. Instead of all the technical stuff, we need to focus on what it means for us. How does data collection affect our lives, our relationships, our freedom? When people get it, they'll be more likely to do something about it.
I see what you mean. It's about showing people how this data stuff affects them personally. Let's say we've done everything right. We've adjusted our settings. We're careful about permissions. We avoid public Wi-Fi. Is there anything else we should be thinking about?
One thing to remember is that technology is always changing.
Oh, yeah.
New gadgets, new apps, new services. They all come with their own privacy risks. It's super important to stay up to date and to know the potential dangers.
So it's not just set it and forget it. We have to keep learning and adapting. It's kind of like a digital arms race. All this talk about surveillance is making me feel a little paranoid. Is there any hope for privacy in the future? Or are we all just going to be tracked and analyzed forever?
I'm actually optimistic about the future of privacy. I think we're at this turning point. People are becoming more aware of the risks and they're demanding more rights. We're seeing more privacy-focused technologies. And there's a growing movement pushing for better data protection.
That's good to hear. So it's not all doom and gloom. It sounds like it's going to take all of us working together to make sure privacy is protected.
Exactly. It's not just about what we do as individuals. It's about changing the system. We need to think differently about how we create and use technology. Privacy has to be built in from the start, not just an afterthought.
That's a good point. Privacy by design. Not just adding privacy features, but making privacy the norm. So we've been talking about some pretty intense stuff. Our phones being like little spies in our pockets. It's kind of scary, but it's also good to know that we can actually do something about it. What's the biggest takeaway for you from all this?
You know, I think it's just realizing how much our phones are actually collecting about us. We've become so used to having them around. It's easy to forget how much data they're gathering. But the good news is, like we've been talking about, there are ways to protect ourselves. We don't have to give up all the convenience of technology, you know?
Right. It's about finding that balance, enjoying the benefits without letting the digital world see everything about us. What do you think about the future of smartphone privacy? Are we headed for like a dystopian surveillance state? Or is there hope for something better?
Well, I think the future is really up to us. It depends on the choices we make. Like we talked about, people are starting to wake up to the problem. And that's a really good sign. We're seeing more and more technology that's focused on privacy and more people fighting for stronger data protection.
Okay, so it's not all bad news. What about for our listeners? What can they do to protect themselves in this ever-changing digital world?
I think the most important thing is to stay informed. Read articles, follow experts, understand what new technologies mean. Don't just click agree on those terms and conditions without reading them. Take the time to understand what you're signing up for.
So knowledge is power. What about some practical things our listeners can do today to start taking back their privacy?
Well, we've mentioned some already, but it's worth repeating. Go through those app permissions. Do you really need that weather app to see your contacts? Probably not. Be careful about what you share online. Think before you post, and check out some privacy-focused alternatives to the big apps and services. There are options out there that don't track you as much.
Those are great tips. It's all about making conscious choices. We don't have to just go with the flow. Any final thoughts for our listeners today?
I think the most important thing is to remember that you have a right to privacy. You don't have to earn it or ask for it. It's a basic human right. And even though the digital world can feel overwhelming, just remember, you have more power than you think. By being informed and taking action, you can help create a future where technology works for us, not the other way around.
That's a great message to end on. This deep dive into the world of smartphone surveillance has been really eye-opening. It's clear that our phones are amazing tools, but they can also be a threat to our privacy. By understanding how our data is being used and taking steps to protect ourselves, we can take back control of our digital lives.
Exactly. It's not about being afraid of technology or getting rid of it. It's about using it in a way that respects our values.
So, to our listeners out there, take some time to think about how you use your smartphone and what kind of data you're sharing. Check your privacy settings, read those terms and conditions, and most importantly, stay informed and stay involved in the fight for data privacy. The future of privacy is up to all of us. Let's make smart choices and build a digital world where we can enjoy technology without giving up our right to privacy. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We'll see you next time.